the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B.I.V. Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B.I.V. Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kid. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
Hey, how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? How y'all doing out there in the chat? Salute to everybody joining the chat today. Who we got in the chat? Kawanda. I see you, Willie. Josh. Eddie. We got Eddie in the chat. Jeff. Who else we got in the chat? Nicholas. Salute to everybody joining the show. Not Really a City Girl, Mo the Elephant, Zay, Tashay, RMKE in the chat. Let me tell you something. We got a lot to talk about
As you know, I was off these past couple of days. I had a loss in the family. My grandfather on my dad's side passed away, and my condolences to a lot of his family members. And, you know, a lot of the things with my dad's side of the family, I didn't know them like that. So, you know, I give my condolences, and also to my dad, who we just started to get to know each other over the last couple of years. So it was just an interesting combination of just having to deal with not only a death in the family, but, you know, ideas of that daddy side of the family unfamiliarity. But like I said, we're grown, we're mature, and I don't hold people's past against them. But joining me on the lines, we got to have the first show, the prayer for the first show of the week. That's how I get down. This is my first show of this week due to the passing of my grandfather on my dad's side. Let's get the Miracle Minister Kevin on the lines. How you doing, Miracle Minister Kevin? Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday for the Monday prayer on a Wednesday.
Always here for you, brother. Good to know that you are able to be on. I hope you're in good spirits. My condolences to your family as well. And I hope they also be in good spirits. We know that death is inevitable, but it's always hard to accept, regardless, even though we may know it's coming. It's never welcome. So my condolences to you and your family as well. And everybody out there who also lost a loved one.
Well, and I appreciate everybody that sent up prayers and condolences on social media, on Facebook, on and tried to reach out to me in other ways. And I appreciate you, Miracle Minister Kevin, for sending kind words during this time. I appreciate it.
Did you take enough time off, though? I know it's, who could say how much time you need, because it's right. Never a certain lot of a list of time. But, you know, I texted you, I said, you got to get you right. Toy come first.
Well, like I said, I think that I needed a couple days to get in a better headspace. And then after that, you know, I'm ready. You know, like I just needed time to just kind of just understand what was going on. I talked to my dad, you know, just talking to him. And then, you know, we move on. We keep it moving. My grandfather was a preacher, and he had some like gospel albums. I'm trying to find some of his gospel albums, but he was in one of those William Brothers type choirs, you know, quartet type gospel groups or something like that. So he was definitely one of the men that preached the gospel, and I knew him because he would always come by grandmother's house when he would come through from Mississippi, take us out to eat, and then he would leave and go back to Mississippi. So I knew him more, or had a better kind of relationship with him than my dad. But then my dad didn't have a great relationship with him. So that was just a huge awakening of these things happening with fathers being passed down from generation to generation. So I think in my mind, I just kind of thought like, okay, well, let's just move forward. Let's, you know, let whatever happened in the past is not going to dictate what we do in the future.
Right. So did your grandfather pass down the singing genes to you? Did you jump on the quartet?
I was a deacon in the choir. I was in the choir.
Okay, but that question still stands because everybody in the choir can't sing. So I'm asking.
Well, I think that I started doing. I used to do gospel rap. I had a gospel rap group called Winners in Christ when I was in church. So I think when I was coming up, the singing was everybody was singing. So I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna do the rap, and I got booed in church for rapping in church. So like when I first started rapping, I got the worst boos you'll ever hear. It's a boo from the Saints. I'm trying to tell you.
That's exactly what you get out of me. If I was in the audience, you get a boo as well.
It's okay.
Right, get them out of here.
Hey, look, but once they got used to it, we built the church. after that. You know, we started doing fundraisers, and they wanted me to rap all the time after that because the young people started coming in. Then they started taxing the young people. Don't let me get started on the air. You know, the young people came in, and they had to pay dues and choir fees and Sunday school offerings and evening service offerings. And we built a whole church over there off of 222 Ooh. East Center Street.
Taking y'all lunch money, huh?
Hey.
Man.
Okay, well, they booed me. But once the young people started coming in, it was a wrap. They wanted me to come up there every Sunday and rap when the young people started coming.
You know one thing they won't boo you off? Your two good videos you put out on Louis. I was cracking up.
That's my action series. You know I'm a big action movie person, yeah.
I had to roll.
You've been looking on my Facebook, looking at my AI action flicks. The Tory Lowe AI action series.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? My producer.
Everybody go to Tory's page.
Well, my producer Andrew got it. They got to go on the page. We go show it at the last segment of the Pop Culture Report. Yeah.
Okay, sure. You rescue the girls and all that, dude. That's good. I said, let it go.
Hey,
that was funny. So
we ain't trying to talk.
I love it,
we ain't trying to talk too much. We're trying to get it done.
By any means necessary.
I'm glad
you
liked the Tory Lowe AI action series.
Let me see you go to D.C. and get your benefits for these people. I know flat benefits for these people. Go up there and get taken care of, man.
I'm trying to go get the reparations.
Oh, yeah. Get your extra glove for that. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, we trying to get that straight first. Hey.
Then we ain't got to worry about SNAP no more, right?
Facts. Well, let's get this prayer in. Hey, look, Truth Nation, I need y'all to gather and get on one accord as we get our prayer, our first prayer of the week, our first show of the week, the Miracle Minister Kevin. And we thank you so much for bringing the prayer for my first show of the week, as always. And we thank you.
My pleasure, brother. Lord, many people are dismayed and worried about where their next meals will be coming from. Your children are set to go to bed without eating because the funds that they would use are being held up by uncaring adults. So we pray that the political leaders put aside their partisan ways and start doing what is best for those that they are here to serve. Touch the hearts of all of them that they get on one accord and move in the same direction. Let their every thought be for the improvement of life for all and not just for the few. We also pray, God, that the people will not give in to fear and uncertainty as the devil tries to beguile them into doing things that they should not do, all matters of evil or shame in the effort just to feed their children. So we know, God, that all things shall be provided by you. I speak life, life more abundant. Jesus' name, amen.
Anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7, the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. I want to talk about this Virginia governor's race where the first woman was elected, Abigail Spamberger. She was the first elected female governor. This is something that I wanted to bring to the forefront because there was some controversy over this. Because the black woman was running as a Republican, and the white female that won was running as a Democrat. But and salute to Abigail Spanberger for winning the election. Let's get that out the way, because when people win, they win, and then hopefully they can bring things together when they're in these positions. So once again, Abigail Spanberger has won. She has defeated the Republican candidate. But I'll say this. This is what I do want to say. A lot of people are chiming in and saying that Obama got involved in this race and went against the black woman, Winsome Sears. He went against her. And so this brings up, a lot of people was bringing up on social media that Obama, when Kamala Harris was running for president, came after black men, saying that, you know, Kamala Harris, we should support her because she's a black female. This is what he said. This is what the pressure that was out here that he put into the universe. And now we got a situation where he does the exact opposite. People are pointing out that this was a black woman that was running to be the governor, and he campaigned against her. Now, I would say donkey gang, elephant gang. This is on a simple, to keep it simple, I would say, okay, the white woman was the donkey gang affiliate, pushing the donkey gang agenda, and the black woman was more conservative on the Republican side. And so in simplicity, okay, he went there, he stood on donkey gang business, and donkey gang was able to win the governor seat. That's in a more simplistic way of explaining it. But in the real world, where Obama tried to put the guilt trip out there for men to support black women and shamed, they spent a lot of time shaming men for not voting for black women, and then this happens. And so I see the hypocritical that, okay, if it doesn't fit your agenda, oh, don't worry about it. You know, and this is why we say, this is why it's best to be independent. This is why I'm independent. I'll vote for whoever I want to vote for. I'm not going to allow you to mainstream me into a gang culture of political politics. I'm going to do whatever I feel like I want to do. And this is why a lot of people are jumping ship, because they're starting to see that it's only when they need you to try to move in a certain direction, that's what they do. That's what they do. They use the guilt trip. This is what Obama did. He guilt tripped it, everybody. Race baited. This is race baiting. And this is what the Democrats do. They use the racial component and try to tug at the racial feelings in your chest to move you around. So when it was unbeneficial to vote for the black woman, he went against her. That's all I'm saying. So I'm just calling it down the middle. I'm calling it how I heard it. I'm calling it how I seen it. A lot of y'all bots out there, y'all don't mind. Long as y'all ganged up. Y'all donkey gang, y'all ganged up. Y'all, whatever the donkey say, that's what you gonna do. Donkey say, donkey do. Okay? That's what y'all doing. Bot it out. I'm not saying vote either way. I'm saying don't let nobody manipulate how you feel or try to race bait you into a decision. That's all I'm going to say about that. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for. You got that freedom. You got that choice. You have that right. But when you bought it out, that's a whole different subject matter. And a lot of y'all just straight bought it out. Zoids. Just running around here. You know, talking points from like y'all a part of a political gang or something. And it's trash. And ain't nothing happening. And ain't nothing moving around in our community for the last 60, 70 years. So why you got your chest puffed out saying anything about what's going on politically? Because you ain't got nothing to show for it. All I'm trying to tell you is that I see the games being played. I see how it works. When it's to their advantage, vote for a black woman. When it ain't for their advantage, don't vote for the black woman. Basically. And I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. You know, if I was in Virginia, I would have voted for her. I'd have definitely voted for her. Young said, if you on that side, stay on that side. Hey, I'm on my side. I don't do that. I don't do the donkey gang, elephant gang. If I want to vote for a Democrat, I vote for it. It was some ballots where I voted for Democrats and Republicans. I voted for whoever I wanted to vote for because I can vote. I can do that. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what you're talking about. You do what you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. But don't come make me feel guilty because I'm not doing what you want me to do. You want me to be a bot? Don't do that, because I'm going to look you in the face and tell you to kick rocks with open-toe shoes on. I'm not in your gang. I'm not in that donkey gang. I'm not in no elephant gang. I'm going to do whatever I feel like. And whatever I do, that's my right, and that's my choice. It ain't yours, just like what you're doing. And you got to get out of that. Y'all got to get out of that. Because when people can manipulate you and make you do what they kind of fearmonger you into something or kind of media market you into a decision, did you really make that vote on your best interest? Or did you go along like a sheep, like a bot? Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to have the Pop Culture Report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe. Hey, look, I'll say this. There's a lot it's a lot going on in the basketball world, especially with Chauncey Billups and all of these people getting arrested for the gambling that they're saying that's been going on. Now, I'll say this because I was watching a lot of this talk about the gambling situation. And how they saying that the mob was behind it, but you don't even see their faces. Have you seen one of the mob figures' faces? I'm only seeing Chauncey Billups and Rotier. Okay, I'm not seeing the Godfather. You know, I'm not seeing the Godfather. All I'm saying is the blackface. This is what I call blackface. You know, they got the brothers in the media, you know, the coach, the player, but the mastermind, the people that are behind the scenes. How you know they ain't come to his house with the pistol to his head? I watched a lot of, you know, mafia movies, and you know how they do business. They tell you, let's go for a ride, and you might not come back. Okay, so if the mob is behind this, which they mentioned in the media. This is, I'm not saying nothing that I'm saying. I'm saying what they saying in the media that the mob, yeah, Don Corleone, you know, I don't want to start my car, you know, and something happens, you know. But what I'm saying is the brothers are the face right now of this, what's going on in the NBA. And like I said, who pulling the strings? Who really pulling the strings? Because I'll say this, Gilbert Arenas, he's saying it's deeper. It's deeper than that. There's a lot of things going on. I'll say this. If the Italian mafia came to me, hey, Tory, I need a favor. I need you to call the game down, you know, so we can win. If you know what I'm saying. I mean, this, it could have went down like that. And what you going to say? No, you're not going to tell the Godfather no. Or you end up in Lake Michigan with the cement on your toes. So, like I said, with all that being said, look at that. Eddie said, Tory, tread lightly. Eddie, hey, your brother do got a pizza restaurant. He might invite me to the pizza place, the family pizza restaurant. Eddie might try to set me up. But the thing is, what I'm saying is, there's a lot going on in the NBA. There's a lot going on. But I want to talk about something that was mentioned about the game. Not the gambling, the game of basketball. And there was a recent conversation from LeBron and Curry. Steph Curry was on some type of podcast with Steve Nash. And LeBron accused Steph Curry of ruining basketball because now everybody's shooting three-pointers. We got some footage on this. We got some audio. Let's listen.
No, he's his own player.
Well, I mean, Mark didn't realize that he ruined the league, too. Yeah, right. Now everyone shoots threes now. Everyone. 63s a game. 53s a game.
It's all me.
Yeah, it's all Steph. It's all Steph.
You were the first. I think you jumped. I think it was maybe Stevie Kerr's first year. You jumped 200 threes attempted from one season to the next. 200 threes attempted, and then the league followed. Then Dame and Clay and now it's like it's not uncommon for like 3-4 guys on your roster to shoot hundreds of threes.
Shot quality is still Jerry's still out on where the league is, but Bob Myers was the first one who told me like, "Yo, you should shoot 15 threes a game." I was like, "Wait, what?"
All right. Well, I'll say this: Steph Curry got everybody thinking that they can hit it from downtown. And that did change the game. That's why I say he's got to be in the top five. Yeah, Steph Curry got to be in the top five. It's only a few players that were able to change the game. It's a lot of people that played the game. They played the game. They played hard. They won championships. But there's very few players that actually say, when this person came, everybody started mimicking this player. That's what puts you in the culture. When you change the culture, that's what puts you in the top. Okay? Now, some would say it's Iverson in the top five because he kind of changed the culture. And I don't have Iverson in my top five. I'm sorry. You know, I think top five got to be culture changing and a champion. Being able to get to the championship and yet people can mimic at the same time. You know what I mean? So I think Steph Curry is in the top five. Basketball. Andrew, why are you shaking your head?
I'm just saying you got like two guys like 6 foot and under who are in your top five, Iverson and Curry.
No. I didn't say Iverson is in the top five because he don't have a championship.
Flirting with it.
He's in the 10. He's in the 10. Iverson affected the culture a certain way.
I agree with you completely. Okay. I don't think he's a top 10 basketball player ever.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, your opinion, my opinion. But what I'm saying is, I'm saying for sure Steph Curry got to be in the top five.
Do you think LeBron's right about him ruining the game?
No, I think that he showed what you can imagine. He opened up the imagination for the NBA. I believe that Steph Curry actually saved the NBA. Yeah, because, you know, every big man that was coming in the game was dunking on everybody. You know what I mean? And then, you know, you got just basic basketball, dunking and passing and things like that. Threes were a part of the game, but he made the imagination of the three-point. He made even centers, like 6'7" centers, believe that they can hit it from the key, like hit it from the, you know, the logo. So I think that now when you talk about basketball, somebody says, not the top five. Come on, Tori. Okay, well, then who takes Steph in the top five? Then?
Kobe.
Oh, but he's in there.
Jordan.
Okay.
LeBron.
Okay.
Magic.
Okay.
Shaq.
So no Steph.
No Steph.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that Steph is – I think that it's right now, people, because he's playing – and he doesn't look like the prototype person to be in the top five. Who has changed the game in the last 20 years since Michael Jordan left the game? Who have changed the game? LeBron haven't changed the game. LeBron made a big three. Now, LeBron made it crucial to have three players to play because he lost to the Celtics. So that ain't even his idea.
People moving around because LeBron.
All right, but what I'm saying is,
can you believe he doesn't have a U-Haul like sponsorship, LeBron?
Why?
Wouldn't that make the most? He moves around all the time. Wouldn't that make sense?
All I'm saying is, LeBron, he showed that the power of free agency, that you can take your destiny in your own hands. You don't have to be like Michael Jordan. Look what happened to Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen at the end. The owner said, "I'm going to destroy the team." So you forget about that? I think LeBron showed people that you can exercise your rights to move around just like an organization can exercise their rights to get rid of you.
Look, goat.
Okay, so, all right. All right, well, all I'm saying is Steph didn't ruin the game of basketball because he brought the ratings up, I mean, to me, because the Golden State Warriors were winning off of three-pointers, and that had never been seen. And so a lot of teams will take a lot of shots now due to the fact that the Golden State Warriors built a dynasty basically off of just drowning people with three-point shots. Also, I want to get into this story while we got the pop culture report going on. I seen something about Tom Brady, who's the GOAT, who they claim is the GOAT of football, and I'm not going to give no pushback because I thought – and I didn't like Joe Montana, but I thought Joe Montana was one of the best quarterbacks until Tom Brady came. And it took me a minute to get Tom Brady over Joe Montana. But and I don't like neither one of them. You know, I'm not a fan of neither one of them. I just watched them dissect teams on a consistent basis. And the Packers fell victim to some of that, okay? But then we won the Super Bowl, so you know, it was all good off the New England Patriots. So we ain't got no problems with New England. But Tom Brady said he lost a dog. His one of the dogs in the family passed away, and they got the DNA from the dog and cloned the dog. They got a cloned dog from the last dog. We got video footage of this if y'all watching us. Oh, we got audio on this? Okay, we don't got nothing of this. Okay, I thought he made a statement. But anyway, Tom Brady said that he cloned his dog. He loved his dog so much that when the dog passed, they cloned it. Now, I don't know if you could do that. Obviously, you got to have a lot of money. that's the first thing I thought. This is what, when you make a lot of money, some things are available to you that's probably not going to be available to others. But do people love their dog that much that they would try to clone the dog?
I've heard about this before, Tori. In Texas, there's a lot of people who have their pets cloned. We're not just talking dogs and cats. We're talking like cattle too, Tori.
Now, this is according to the Bleacher Report. This is what Tom Brady said. My animals, they mean the world to me. I worked with Colossal and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw. Our family's elderly dog, they took a blood draw from the family's elderly dog before she passed. Now they have a clone of the dog.
Frankenstein.
Maybe I, if they could clone animals, is there any truth to the fact that they are cloning people? Right? I mean, if they, would the dog come out, would the dog have the same characteristics? Can, how far does cloning go? I'm just saying, because if you could clone a dog, do you think that the dog would act like the other dog?
I think they've said that they do. Like, they have similar characteristics.
So why am I going down the rabbit hole? I mean,
you're talking about cloning people, though,
no,
Tori.
What I'm saying is, if they have the ability to take a dog, make another dog, you know, from the genes, right? Okay. This is just common sense, Andrew. I'm just talking common sense. I'm not trying to go down no rabbit hole. I'm just saying, if this can work on an animal, okay, see, I'm not trying to go too far with it, because a lot of people saying that they have cloned people, and the only reason I don't believe it is because when they do say that people are cloned, it'd be the person that looked just like them, the same age. Wouldn't cloning take another 30 years? So that's why human cloning don't make no sense to me, because when they say somebody is cloned, it wouldn't it take a while? They would probably come around 30 years later. So how are they the same age when they got cloned? I don't know. Maybe like Michael Jackson and Elvis, when you go to Vegas. You know, they may got somebody that look extremely like them and out there in Vegas, you know, trying to dance for money or something. But clone, that ain't cloning. That's what they call it when they imitate somebody. It's that the lookalike. You know, I think it's some lookalikes now. I believe that if you look hard enough, you can find somebody that look like somebody. But cloning somebody at the age where they at with the same birthday, no, I don't believe in that. But when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. All right. I got into AI over the last week. I got into AI Sora. Didn't Craig give us the Sora app? Okay, I guess everything is moving toward AI. So I started messing around with this app, Sora. Now, this is the same app that was doing all that disrespectful stuff toward Martin Luther King, Kobe Bryant, and things like that. So now they have like a thing on there where you can't use nobody's image but yours now. So that's good. I like that they put that clause in there. But if you watch it as we broadcast live, look at this. Somebody look at this. I made some, I call it Tory Lowe AI action movies from Sora. And this is where I say AI is taking it to a whole nother level, because if you're watching as we broadcast live, I got some of it. If you could go on my social media and on my Instagram, and you can see some of the Sora type outcomes, I guess. What do they call this? When they generate your image and likeness, and then you get to, you know, do little movies. I use it to do little movie skits. I call it an action flick. I'm a big action movie person. So what I did was, one of them, I went back into slavery and tried to free the slaves, you know, from the overseers. It was funny. A lot of them people was watching that. I'm going to make my own TV series. I mean, you ain't even got to go to the movies no more. You got Sora. Go right here, Andrew.
I have to say, Tori, that's everybody's favorite one, is you freeing the slaves.
Right.
Like, around the office, everybody comes up to me during the day, and they go, like, that's the best one.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to just mess with it. And so somebody was like, you know what? Instead of going to free the slaves, go back to the Atlantic slave trade and stop them from trade, you know, doing all of that. So I made one that where I went back and fought them too. So I fought the slave overseers, and then I fought the Atlantic slave trade. Then I went and I found a missing girl, you know, kind of did an action segment on that. And then I got one with the bikers, though. I got this recent one with the bikers. I'm riding a Harley Davidson. It looks so real.
It's like Roadhouse.
Y'all watching this as we broadcast live. We got some of the footage. I'm not going to play the audio. I guess we're going to leave the audio down on this. But I got my own action, AI action series going on right now. I kind of like it. You said people in the front office was watching this?
Oh, yeah.
What?
All right, Tori, I cannot tell you how many people have come up to me and been like, yo, what is that? I love it. I think it's
what
great.
What do you mean? What'd they say?
No, they think it's great. It's just like Tori Lowe AI. It's perfect.
But this is what they was talking about in the meeting.
Yeah. You're leaning into it.
You're right. I leaned into it.
Early adapter, Tori Lowe.
Just, hey, somebody said, look how real that looks. This will put actors and actresses out of business. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. Now you don't even need, I'm telling you, y'all better switch it up. It's a couple more AI programs. I was experimenting with this other program, and you could do a whole rap video. Yeah, and just say, I'm talking about social justice and violence. And it was pretty hardcore. It was pretty good. So I might be showing some of that here in a second. I got five videos that you know,
five rap videos?
Yeah, that I made off of AI. This is amazing. This is a lot of things. This is where I tell people this new technology is here. And it probably will replace Hollywood at some point as they get better with the technology. Because I made these actions, and it was real people in there. Though I was throwing them through the window. I pulled out the pistol on them and told them to drop the slaves and everything. It was just amazing to watch. This is Sora, for those that are watching as we broadcast live. Somebody look at this. Somebody look at this. This is just where the future is going. So I'm going to spend a little bit more time and just go through a lot of different programs. I'm going to show y'all some of the outcomes. I didn't use nobody else's image and likeness. I used my own. I'm wondering how the people in the front office, so they
love it.
Okay. Well, maybe it'll show up at one of the meetings or something.
I'm telling you, when we do these Fourth Friday, this has to be the social clip that we send.
Well, I'm a big action movie person. I love action movies. I'm a big blockbuster movie. Don't take me to the movies to see no Tyler Perry stuff. You know, I ain't gonna go to the movie for that. But I was born around the 4th of July, and I like to see the planes hit the buildings. I like to see the cars exploding. I like to see the big action movies. So that's why I got my own action series now, and I got another one in the tuck too. I got another one I've been working on. So
you gonna tease it?
I'm trying to get it all together right now. I'm trying to get it all together. But when I put it out, it's going to be on Facebook, Instagram, Tori Lowe Action Flick, AI Action Flick. I'm going to make it a little series. I'm probably going to try to do one a week.
Oh, I love that. What was your favorite one to do out of the four or five that
we put up? The Free and the Slaves. I like the biker one, too.
Yeah.
But I like the Free and the Slaves one, too, because I think that I changed Sora a little bit. Because now they won't show the shooting scenes like that one. I can't get them to look like that one no more. So,
too violent.
I don't know if it was too violent or not, but I'm saying it was. It was what they. What's that movie that was Keanu Reeves that was going around shooting people?
The Matrix?
No, the other one. He was doing it in The Matrix, but the new one he got.
John Wick.
John Wick. Yeah, that's what I like. I like the John Wick series. Yeah. Yeah, John Wick. That's Tori Lowe. When I do my AI series, I try to do it with the John Wick style. With the flips and then try to flip over the gun and get it back and, you know, got the bulletproof suit on.
So what if we were going to come up with a name of the movie with you freeing the slaves, what would it be?
Let My People Go. Yeah, that's the...
little Moses action.
Yeah, a little Moses action in there, upgraded. Little Moses in there. No partner, Red Sea or nothing, just going in there and taking what's yours. Give me that bag. That's it. No dancing around. Well, look, I guess we got to run a break. We got guests coming in. We got guests. And check this out. If y'all want to see the Tory Lowe action flicks, it's on Facebook. Tory Lowe, K-I-N-G, on Facebook. It's on Instagram. Check it out. Let me know what y'all think. And then y'all can also tell me what to do next. Because this is AI. You could do anything. Let me know. Hey, look, when we come back, we got guests. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.